for somebody called Fine.
Yeah. We apparently...
I hate it when I make my listeners cry.
Me too.
What happened? What did I do?
Well, she called because you're teaching burglars how to get into her house, she says. But we don't
think
that
way. To that caller, most burglars don't listen to talk radio. Probably aren't up this early. This isn't an audience or a platform for somebody that makes their living doing smash and grabs, generally speaking. And then on top of that, understanding how they operate only helps you protect yourself against them. They already know all these things. We're not teaching them anything they don't know. We're telling you what's common and how homes get broken into so you can be prepared to protect or be, like Rosie started last hour, the less easy of a target.
That's right.
And they're very simple things, and I would encourage her to get a handyman out there and get those things done.
I'm going to do a step better than that. I'm going to have Peanut call her back, Okay. Get her name and phone number. We are going to do a free security check at her home and give her up to $500 worth of security products to secure her home so she never has to worry or cry again. We never want to do that to one of our listeners. So
Okay. Let's
track her down and get that done this week. Man, that kind of takes the wind out of my sail. I hate it when I do. You know, we're not doing this to incite fear into any of our listeners. We're just trying to give you basic information to take steps on your own that you can, again, make your home the least desirable target. One of the things I wanted to talk about, three of the things I wanted to talk about were the biggest door in your house, the smallest door in your house, and then I want to talk about dual opening doors, what we call French style doors. Let's start with the overhead garage door. That's the biggest door in your house, okay? And I am sorry to tell y'all.
If you have one,
I am sorry to tell y'all that is a fairly easy door to get into. And I won't tell you how to do it, but I'll tell you how to stop them. In your garage door, when the door is closed, right behind the door where the operator arm is, there's generally a little rope hanging down with a little T-handle on it that you can actually pull that handle, deactivate the door should the power be turned off and you can't operate the operator to get out of your garage when you need to. You do not want that cord hanging down in your garage immediately behind your garage door. I want you to get a step stool. I want you to get up there with a X-Acto knife. I want you to cut that cord off. Then I want you to get to the True Value or Ace Hardware store and buy a 1/2-inch, 4-foot wood dowel. I want you to screw a teacup hook into the end of that and paint it a bright orange and set it beside the garage door. And if you ever need to activate that, all you have to do is take that little teacup hook, hook it in the hole where the cord was tied, pull down on it, and your door will be released, disconnected. You can lift the door up and you can exit your garage. Do not leave that string hanging down from the garage door operator arm. That's all I'm going to say about that. It is a very easy way to break in to your house. And by the way, is the door between the garage and your house equipped with a deadbolt? It should. And is that deadbolt locked every night? It absolutely positively should be. So with that said, we've got Miss Kathy calling from Tucson. Let's see if we can sneak her in real quick.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Karen, Kathy, good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. I'm building a new home, and my contractor's given me a couple of options on the AC. And I was wondering if you could give me some advice on where I'm best off saving money, investing in the front end for a better sear versus the return on that investment. So he's given me 13, 14 and a half, and 16 sear options.
Okay, do you know how big the home is?
It's about 2,300 square feet.
These are great questions. But before we go on with your question, you have to answer one of mine.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Have you been listening all the whole show?
Most of it.
Okay. Well, I'm asking questions related to the Independence Day celebration. And I'm going to ask you, how many signers are there to the Declaration of Independence?
26, 27, something like that.
Okay, you know what? There are 56.
56.
56. And do you know what the number one career stated by all of the 56 was?
They were pastors.
That's exactly right. They were pastors and ordained ministers. Exactly half of them had that as their job description. So there you go. Kathy, I tell you what, you've asked some great questions as we're just coming up here within another minute of going to break. The question again, I'm going to rephrase it for all those of you that are listening, because all of you are going to benefit by Kathy calling in with this question. She's building a new home. It's about 2,300 square foot. It's in the Tucson area. A contractor is offering her several different brand names of air conditioners and SEER ratings. They very well may be offering you different insulation packages. You're also, I see from the computer screen, interested here in a particular brand of cabinets that I could recommend. These are all great questions. I'm going to take a little bit of time after bottom of the hour news and go into one of my sermons on what you should be considering. Now is the perfect time to be considering. What does Kathy invest in now? What can she improve later, cost effectively? All when we get back right here at Rosie on the House, the special Independence Day edition. Glad you're here. We'll be right back.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.